Welcome to the Worship Probs Podcast, where we aim to entertain, encourage, and equip worship and tech leaders all around the world. Look, we all know that serving in worship and production is great, but the problems, those are real. Thanks for joining us as we dive into today's episode with our host, Brian Tabor.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 273 of the Worship Probs Podcast. We are here and you are here. And in our minds, that makes for magic. That makes for a magical concoction of just amazing stuff.
Goodness.
You know, it's all good. All good stuff. All good stuff. We got the three E's: entertain, encourage, and equip. As always, we're going to ask, dare I say beg, you to go to over to Apple Podcasts, even if you're listening on Spotify or whatever Podzen, or there's 8,000 podcasting apps, wherever you're listening. If you would go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star rating and a really nice review. We would be absolutely grateful for that. And speaking of grateful, it's Big Yonce.
I'm back. What was it you put You put up the Biggie Smalls.
Like, Biggie Smalls.
Biggie Smalls. I'm like,
play the gym. I wrote
motion to move to Biggie Smalls because I think I like that better.
I got a couple of DMs about that. Biggie Smalls kind of slaps.
See, it's not just me. maybe we're going to just start a whole lineup of AKAs for me. You know, kind of like when they're announcing boxers in the ring, you know, the this, the that, you know.
I sort of like the big enchilada. That's a little inside, but if you ever get invited to Jen's house for a meal, there's a good chance she'll make some pretty killer enchiladas. So,
yes.
You know.
And I'll have you know, the enchiladas are a special meal in our home. I don't make them just for any occasion anymore. So, yeah. If you are offered the enchiladas, that is a special moment.
You mean something. Yeah, you mean a little
exactly.
Something. Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what that means. We're gonna have a good day today. Well, one, we're already laughing, so that's always a good day. We're gonna entertain you, share some prayer concerns. What do we have today? We have OGs. What are we doing?
OGs.
Absolutely. OGs.
They're very good.
Are they okay? Okay. See, I love it. It's the highlight of my week.
They're very good.
Oh, man. So we're going to be sharing some prayer concerns. And then we're going to be sharing a conversation that we got to have with Christian Stanfill. He's with Passion. He's been on before. Great. He's just like the sweetest dude, right? Just the sweetest guy.
He is,
absolutely
man.
Love him. So, yeah, we had a great conversation with him. We're going to be bringing that to you guys. So, yeah, lots of good stuff.
It's going to be great. And you'll love this conversation. As she said, it's he's just amazing. So speaking of amazing, let Jen tell you about our amazing friends at Planning Center.
Hey friends, let's talk about Planning Center. Many of you are already familiar with Planning Center. In fact, a lot of you might even be using services to plan your worship sets and schedule musicians. But what you might not be as familiar with is that services is only part of a greater whole. Planning Center is actually an all-in-one church management software, and it helps cover so much ground for the needs of the church. Planning Center can help your whole church by keeping people engaged by creating space for important data like prayer requests, event attendance, or even who's a first-time guest so you can follow up with them. With different products on a unified platform, your whole team can stay aligned and eliminate people working in silos or having to communicate information across multiple programs. There are so many things you can do with Planning Center. Best of all, you can customize it based on your ministry needs. Anyone on your team using Planning Center, whether they run sound, play drums, or schedule volunteers, has access to Planning Center's training materials and support too. So go to planningcenter.com to learn more and get started today for free.
So, Miss Jenny, you took a little walkabout this last week.
I did.
And you went to a conference.
I did go to a conference. Yeah. Yeah. It was good fun. I went up to the Detroit area, which, you know, it's kind of almost like Indiana in January, you know, Detroit in February. Mm-hmm. You might think maybe not so much, but the Lord blessed us with incredible weather while I was there. Yeah. There was only some slight snow flurries the last day when I was about to leave. But yeah, I went up to a conference up there called the Overflow Conference at the Woods Church. Had a phenomenal time. It's really, really refreshing. Really, really refreshing. So, yeah.
Man, that's
so
awesome.
I was gone.
That's
I dipped.
Awesome.
I dipped.
That's awesome.
I left you hanging.
You dipped. It's good. It's all good. It's all good in the hood, man. Yeah, man, it's been a while since I've just attended a conference. And I sometimes I can kind of feel the need for just a little kind of sit and be ministered to, you know?
Right. Well, and this was a conference I went to. I went to last year as a speaker, and it was just so, it was so refreshing. It was so good. It was like just drinking from a well that I was like, I'm gonna come back to this. And they thought I was joking. And I'm like, no, I'm not joking. This was so good for my spirit that I'm gonna come back. So yeah, I ended up doing a couple of workshops because why not? You know, if Jen's around, she's probably gonna be talking. But yeah, I highly encourage, like, Brian, let's find one and go get refreshed because it is good for the soul.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, excellent. And we need to look for one. So, okay, last week on the pod, we broke some news last week on the podcast. Mm-hmm. We are launching the Worship Probs Podcast Network. And as you're listening to this, you're going to be like Tuesday, March the 5th or later. So today, March the 5th, wink, we are launching our very first network podcast. It's called the Strip Free Podcast. It happens to be hosted by my wife, Kim Tabor. Check that out wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find a link in our bio to that. And, you know, this is something we've been dreaming about and praying about for a long time. And, you know, when we started, we didn't really know what we were doing and there was nobody really to help us. And so we just kind of wrestled our way through it. And so we've been just looking for, you know, people we believe in and content we believe in. And, you know, the Lord has so graciously given us a little bit of a platform. And how can we help some of this content we believe in to get out there? And so there'll be more coming, but we're really excited to launch that. So I hope you'll go subscribe wherever you're listening to podcasts. Again, that's just called the Strip Free Podcast. And it's From Something for Something. And she's going to explain that in the first episode. So I'll let you listen for yourself to see what that is all about. But I'm very proud of her. It's going to be great. Okay, Worship Karaoke. Season 3 launched a couple of weeks ago with Tyler and Corey from Red Rocks. Incredible episode. And this week, we launched the long-awaited, much-anticipated, never duplicated appearance of Big Yonce, Jen Smale in the passenger seat. You got to go check this out, man. We tried to make her mildly uncomfortable as much
Mission
as we
accomplished.
Could.
Mission accomplished.
You got to go check it out, man. You got to go check it out. This thing is, we have a lot of fun with this. There's also really deep meaning is that, you know, sometimes even on our account, I think people look at us as the comedy people and we'll wear that. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Right. But we also do, you know, try to bring some value and some meaning and all that. And in this episode, you're going to absolutely find that. And, you know, anytime Big Yonce's talking, it's, you know, there's good stuff coming. So, yeah. But you survived, right? You survived.
I did. The buildup to it was scarier than anything. And then once again, the buildup to releasing the content has been scarier than anything. So it's like a special anointing that
we
you carry.
Just
the anticipation.
Uncomfortable, just a little bit.
No, but that we had a good time. It was definitely some good fun.
We had a great time. So go find it. You'll find the first 15 minutes of that on our Instagram feed because that's as much as they'll let you put up. But you can see the whole episode over on our YouTube channel at Worship Probs. There's a link in the bio for that. While you're there watching that full episode, just hit that subscribe button, man. So it's, you know, you get updates when we drop new stuff and there's going to be some more YouTube content coming this year. So we're really, really excited for that. And we love karaoke, having a great time with that. Patreon, there's a link in our bio as well for this. If the podcast is ever meant anything to you, you might want to say, man, I like to give a little something back, you know, it's, you can support the podcast for less than a cup of coffee. you know, at your favorite Starbucks. So, or there's all kinds of different levels you can jump in on. And so we would certainly be grateful. And it would help us, like Jen always says at the end of the podcast, we believe this adds value to people and ministries and walks with Christ and all that. And so if it's added value to you, you might want to just help to give back a little bit. We would certainly be grateful for that.
Soups. There you go. We'd be super grateful.
Patreon.
Soups, as the kids would say.
Soups, grateful. Absolutely. I think they are. I think it's starting to catch on.
It is catching on, definitely. I mean, you're saying it, I'm saying it. So it's like a wildfire.
Well, if we just started with your house, if we could get all the Smales to say it, that's a lot. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Have I told you my new favorite thing to do to my kids is I stay in tune with the Gen Z lingo. They have some of the most ridiculous. I'm just going to put this out there. Come at me if you want. Gen Z has the most ridiculous slang lingo that makes no sense. But I do try to keep my finger on the pulse so that I can catch my kids off guard by using it in a sentence or using it just, you know. And then I'll usually put a voice inflection on it where it's like you're not quite doing it right, just to get them to laugh at me. And so that's the new that's the new thing I'm doing.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, Brian, do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
I think it's time for prayer concerns.
Prayer Concerns is proudly sponsored by Five Words Media, the amazing people that bring you Free Church AV. Five Words Media is also the official integrator of Worship Props. If you're a worship pastor or tech director, you know how crucial audio, video, and lighting are for your weekly gatherings. Speakers popping, dead zones, lighting and live stream issues can quickly make your gatherings both distracting and frustrating. An excellent gathering is one where your AVL systems are all working seamlessly and help to create a powerful worship experience. The team at Five Words Media gets it. They're ministry experts who understand the details of your local church's needs and the pivotal role that volunteers play. Their passion is to deliver high-quality, volunteer-friendly solutions that align with your budget and priorities. So, how does it work? The Five Words proven process is straightforward. It starts with a needs assessment done by one of their tech experts, followed by a custom solution design tailored to your budget. Then they handle everything else, the installation, testing, and even the volunteer training. Are you ready to transform your frustration into empowerment? Click the link in our bio, find Five Words Media, and kickstart your journey today. Elevate your gatherings with precision and excellence. Schedule a call with Five Words Media now. So guys, prayer concerns. This is episode 273. We've done this every week for 273 consecutive weeks. And I didn't think it would last, but you guys are still sending in absolute gold. And so thank you. So here's what a prayer concern is. You know, oftentimes your church has like a connection card or something. Maybe it's digital. Maybe it's in the seat in front of you in the back. And there's a section on there that says, how can we pray for you? Sometimes people will put an actual prayer request, which we love. Sometimes, though, they will use that as just a license to throttle you over what they thought of the service and how much they did not like what you did and all of that. Or maybe it's a Google review or a live stream comment. Sometimes it's face-to-face in person. And so people send these in to us and we make this promise. We'll never share your name or your church's name, so you are safe. But we would love to get these from you, and it helps us all. It helps us all. It reminds us we're not alone. We're not the only ones, you know, that are hearing this or that from random church members. So send them in. You can go to the website, worshipleaderprobs.com, and click on the prayer concerns tab. There's a link in our bio for that as well. Or you can just DM these to us on the socials. But we have a couple of variations today. This week, we're in the OG prayer concerns, just the savage roasts from your congregation. So let's dive right in. Prayer concern number one. A lady asked me after worship one Sunday if I had a problem with 3-4 time. Apparently, I wasn't matching the hymnal time signature.
Oh my.
You know, sometimes sometimes these artists will kind of redo a hymn and they'll repackage it a little bit. And
Right. But yeah, you're not matching with the hymnal.
Tomlin does that, you know.
The hymnal's law.
Yeah, if you're not matching
Tomlin's
the
worst
the
offender.
Hymnal.
He is. He's just out there just taking all kinds of liberties.
So we've been doing, this is a sidebar. We've been doing those community memes where people from the followers are helping us make memes. And we had a picture of Beverly Goldberg from the Goldbergs, and somebody made a caption up that's like, I asked for a hymn and you sang Amazing Grace by what's his name, Chris Thompson. That's not a hymn. I was dying, man.
Yep.
Oh, I was dying.
None of this, my chains are gone garbage. Okay. That's not what I want to hear.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So number two, prayer concern number two. And again, it's important to remember, I just read these. We don't write these. I'm going to read this exactly as it was written to us. Okay. So
great. Okay.
Number two, prayer concern number two. I had a saint come up to me after church a while back, and I was feeling pretty good. I had a hot pink top and black pants on. And the lady said, "Wow, that is pink. I think they call that menopause pink." I answered, "Well, it is my 60th birthday, but why would you say that?"
I've never heard menopause pink.
Over the line, man.
I've heard like Pepto-Bismol pink, but menopause
that
pink is
going to
be new
to line.
Me. That is over the line. Wow.
Wherever the line is, that she crossed it, man.
She's so far on the other side of that line, she can't even see the line anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
Heard of menopause pink? I mean, that's a new color.
You know,
I
don't
Crayola's
often,
always coming out with the new boxes. So maybe that's in Crayola's newest.
I don't
newest,
often operate in those kind of conversations.
In that realm.
So I don't, that's that realm.
Maybe
is
ask Kim later
me,
if she's
so.
Heard of it. But oh my gosh. Oh, that's so bad.
Oh my Lord. Okay. Number three, prayer concern number three. A brother came to me after service one day and said, "Ever since you've been running sound, it's so much better." And I just replied, "Thank you." He then says, "Yeah, it used to really thump you in the chest, and it doesn't do that anymore." I just don't think he understood how much of a sound man insult that really is.
It's not a compliment.
Yeah,
not that sound guy went home and was rethinking
really
his life.
But it doesn't anymore.
Oh, man. Yeah. He's
Lord in heaven, help us.
He was not feeling good after that one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, number four, prayer concern number four. It just says, "Oh, my goodness, I'm the pastor's wife, and I lead worship, and I have tattoos. A senior saint pulled my husband aside and lovingly offered to pay for my tattoo removal."
Wow. That's expensive. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's
people.
The audacity to come up, "I'll pay for your wife's tattoo removal."
It's a real bold move.
It's a bold move. Oh my goodness. Wow.
Oh my Lord. Okay, here's the last one, the bottom of the pudding cup, prayer concern number five. And it says, "We recently decided to use Haze. We tried to be very minimal with it to ease into the change. However, an older gentleman said as I walked by, 'I guess if you can't get rid of us old people, you'll try to smoke us out.'" Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Try to smoke us out.
Yeah, I like the cleverness with that,
out.
Though. Cranking the
clever.
Haze, and
yeah.
They're all just
pretty
coming out.
Jeez. Oh,
my
gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, fam. So those are prayer concerns. You get the Oscar this week. Those were fantastic. So thank you for sending them in. If you haven't ever sent one in, send it. And you just might hear that on the podcast. So thank you all. Well, we get to talk to some great leaders, amazing worship leaders and songwriters. And that is certainly the case this week. So let's dive into our conversation with Christian Stanfill. Worship Props podcast is thrilled to have back Mr. Christian Stanfield. Christian, thanks so much for taking the time to talk today.
Hey, man. Hey, Jen. Love you guys. Love chatting with y'all. Thanks.
Oh, we love it.
Yeah, we're so excited to talk to you again. And it hasn't been too long, but it's just always a good time whenever we get to chat. So we're excited that you're back.
Always.
How has 2024 been for you so far?
Man, it's been great. It's been full. We kicked off the year with Passion 2024 in Atlanta. And it was an amazing time, just a beautiful time. And we've been going since then, trying to, you know, sort through. Well, I think, you know, after conference, all of us spent a lot of time just trying to process all that God did and delighting in all that God did, giving Him thanks and praise for all of that. And then, you know, trying to sort through new music and, you know, Call on Heaven's coming out March 1st. So our team has been working really hard to just gather up all the recordings and just so many special moments, man. And so excited for people to be able to listen to it. So it's been a full year so far, but all great things.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. You guys hit the ground running for sure. So you're back for the third time on the podcast. You were with us back in 2020 for the first time episodes. Yeah. It was a double, 76 and 77. And then again in 2022, episode 205. Okay, so here's the list. Chris McClarney.
Okay.
Red Rocks Worship. Cody Carnes and Christian Stanfield. That's our like Mount Rushmore of the three timers list.
Oh, that's great.
That's a pretty good list, man.
Is there some kind of like jacket or robe?
We should have had a trophy or something for him. I mean, come on, like some kind of award.
Yeah. Secret club.
Right.
You know, side door. Yeah.
Exactly. So we were talking before we hit record. It was February 17th last year that you and I ran into each other at the Asbury Revival in Kentucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't that just an unbelievable day?
Yeah, it was. I'd had some friends who had driven up and seen it firsthand. And I thought, man, if this is happening in the world and I can drive, I mean, it was drivable for me. So like, I don't want to miss it. So, you know, drove up, stood in line for a few hours, which was a part of the experience, I think, the cold and meeting a lot of new people, even having like some worship and prayer, like in the line was like very cool. And just being in the room for a few hours and, just seeing it firsthand, it was so, so beautiful, so pure. And, the beauty of God's holiness and just the weight, of His glory in the room was just so beautiful. And then, you know, at one point in line, I looked up and you were standing, just like 20 people in head.
Yeah, right. I mean,
we kind of gave this look
three
like,
hours.
Hello. Yeah. It's good to see you here.
Yeah. We were with a college friend and he goes, "Hey, I think that's Christian Stanfield back there." And I'm like, "Are you kidding me?"
Yeah.
Like he's a friend of the podcast, man. And so it was good to finally get to say hello in person. So
it's crazy that it's been a year though, man. It's wild.
It was wild.
So you both got to be in that room. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, like, do you feel like it mm-hmm. marked you or, you know, changed you or impacted you in some sort of a way?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, I just kept thinking about what Jesus said, you know, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Mm-hmm. And that's what I kept thinking while I was there. Just that word, the purity of it all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just a group of people that wanted to see God move on their campus and they were pursuing God. And God, you know, scripture says that God's eyes are looking all across the earth, looking for those whose hearts are fully, fully for Him and you know, aimed at Him. And He sees those people and He strengthens those people. And I believe that's what, you know, we were seeing in those days. So, it was very, it was very cool, very marking and beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's awesome.
What about you, Brian?
Yeah, man, I would, I would say some of the same stuff. I mean, I was, it was just so simple, you know, and I love the production stuff and lights and all that kind of stuff. And I think maybe sometimes it gets a little more complicated than it needs to get. I mean, it was just so simple.
Mm-hmm.
College, I think for the most of the time we were there, it was just this girl, a college girl with a guitar. And I mean, it wasn't, the vocals were not like Celine Dion. They were, they were great, you know, but it was just so simple and there was no bells and whistles. It was just people together calling on the name of the Lord and waiting. There were times of waiting. And we, you know, sometimes in our services, man, we get so tightly programmed that there's no time to just sit and listen, no time to sit and wait. And so, yeah, it was convicting and refreshing and all kinds of stuff for me as well. That was a powerful day, man.
It was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I'm quite jealous, honestly. But honestly, I'm like, I hope as believers, like, let's all be jealous and just pray for God to do it again, you know, for God to continue to move.
Amen. Man. Come on.
Okay. So Christian, you referenced, you guys are about to release a new record called Call on Heaven. What can you tell us about this album?
Well, yeah, I mean, I mentioned Passion 2024 already a little bit, but it was here in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And about 55,000 college students in one place, which is just such an amazing moment in time, you know, to have a generation gathered to worship and to pray and to call on heaven. And so, you know, what you hear on this record is just the sound of a generation, you know, desperate to see God move on their campuses and in their own life and in their families. You know, I think we all have expectation and anticipation whenever we gather for Passion. And this year was no exception, but I don't think any of us were really prepared for what we encountered and what we experienced in those few days. And so, yeah, like I said, you know, our team's been working hard to, you know, we're always, you know, recording at Passion, but we're never really making that the thing. It's always like, it's just rolling and we're just capturing everything. And then after it's over, we go, okay, look, what were the moments? What did we get here? And it's just so cool. And then just to start listening back and going, oh yeah, like this happened here and we didn't plan on that happening that way. And, you just end up capturing a lot of, you know, what God was doing in the moment. And so that's what you hear. You know, I actually just got the mastered, the full thing like yesterday. So I'm excited to go like listen all the way through. And, but it's really cool to me. I mean, it's kind of miraculous that like God could put his spirit on a recording and, that God could put his spirit on like, you know, the sounds that are captured in a room. And that's what you hear on, and that's what you feel and sense when you're listening back to these recordings. It's just the power of the presence of God, again, just the weight of his glory, the beauty of his holiness revealed in these moments. And, I mean, I can't listen to some of it without weeping. I mean, even still, it's so fresh and it's so, so powerful, but also so, you know, holy and joyful. And it's also beautiful. So we're excited for people to be able to have it and listen to it. And we believe that there's a spirit of wisdom and revelation on these recordings. And even as people listen to them, we are praying that God would open eyes to see and open ears to hear and soften hearts to receive the grace and mercy of Jesus. And so, yeah, we believe that's going to happen. So can't wait for it to be available.
Amen. Amen. Man, one of these years I need to get to that Passion conference. I've not been. The videos are absolutely incredible, but I want to experience that for myself.
Yeah.
I know you guys have a live version of He Who Is to Come, which you released back in December, streamed more than 2 million times already. Amazing. When people ask me, like, what's it like to be a worship leader? Or what's it like to be a worship pastor? I will often say, I got the best seat in the house, man, because I got, you know, band and singers kind of with me. And then I get to hear the people, you know, singing coming at. Now, I've never led 55,000 people in worship. So like most of us haven't. So like, what is that experience like to stand in the middle of that?
Oh,
what is that like?
Yeah, I mean, it's scripture talks about, you know, the multitudes in heaven worshiping God. And, you know, in a room like Mercedes, you look around and you just think, man, this is got to be just a small glimpse of, you know, what that must feel like and look like. You know, just it really does feel like a generation just worshiping. And at the center of it all, there's Jesus. So beautiful, so holy, so full of grace and mercy. And so, I mean, what a sight, man. It's like the kind of thing you never forget. And it's also just a good reminder of how big his kingdom is and how big his story is. And what a miracle that we get to be a small part of it.
Absolutely.
I mean, oh my gosh. Wow. I mean, whether you're leading it, you know, Passion or at your church on Sunday or, you know, in a small, you know, room with 15 people in it, like you have no idea what your leadership in that moment means to those people in that room. And the fact that God would use us, and I know me well, and I know my flaws, I know my struggles, I know what I deal with on a day to day. And to thank God, you still invite me in to be a part of what you're doing on the earth today. Like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
What an example of mercy. What an example of grace. And so I think you stand in those moments, whenever you stand in a moment like that and lead, wherever it is, for however many people it is, you just go, man, God, thank you. Thank you that you redeem broken people and you use broken people. And it's the greatest story to be a part of. I mean, you wouldn't want to be a part of any other story, you know. I think we say it a lot around Passion, but we'd rather be a small supporting role in the great story of God than the starring role in my small story, you know, my own, you know what I mean? So yeah,
absolutely.
No, it's just what a joy, man. It's so rad.
Wow. That's amazing. That's such a good perspective to have. I think that's such an incredible perspective. Yes, we can all be challenged and learn from that. So, wow. Okay. Yes, so
absolutely.
As you know, we've started as a meme account. I think we maybe even asked you this before, but it's just the pleasure of being on for the third time. And I'm sure since the last time, you probably have a new story to tell us. So we always ask, is there ever a time where just things went off the rails? You know, you fell off the platform. I think last time you shared a story about starting a song in the wrong key. So like you telling everybody, oh, we're going to do it in this, but no one communicated with the tracks guy. And so you guys started song in two different keys.
Right.
So do you have any more in completely embarrassing stories you'd be happy to just throw out in front of us for all of our delight?
Man, as I already told you guys about Glorious Day. Yes. Did I tell you? told you about that. That was a trip. And then last time I told you all about white, I think when we started White Flag in two different keys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So that was that. And then since then, I'm trying to think, I don't know. I mean, there's plenty of times when, I've forgotten lyrics or, you know, tried to give a hand signal to the keys, like MD guy, and it just didn't go over. Recently, man, this isn't like super embarrassing, but it got the job done. We were leading somewhere at church, and I wanted to tag something, but in order to tag it, this is going to be like musician speak, but like we had to go to the six instead of the one. Mm-hmm. And there was no way for me to like really tell the MD that like as fast as I needed to. And so I just said it into the microphone. I just go, let's go to the six. And the band.
That's awesome.
And it worked.
Yeah. Real life, man. It's real life.
And we got to the six and I was able to, you know, tag and flow like we, you know, felt like we needed to. And it worked. But then afterwards I just got a few texts from people saying, did you say into the microphone, let's go to the six?
It's like the band gets but it, man, but I'm picturing,
I don't know.
You picture everybody in the crowd. Is that a scripture reference? What's he doing?
Like, what is he talking is about? I'm
what's
sure
biblical
everyone was
numerology.
So confused.
What's six represent? People are
Why is he talking about six?
I know.
But, that's awesome, you know, my approach is always, man, let's just like keep it real, you know, but kind of what you were saying, Brian, I'm like, it doesn't always have to be slick with a bow on it. I'm really more, let's do what we feel like is right in the moment. And however that needs to happen, let's just do that. You know, no one was really talking about me saying that into the microphone. They were more like, well, the moment we got to was really the thing, you know? So anyway, that's sort of been my approach. If I think of something else, I'm sure I'm not thinking of something right now. But we have plenty
just
of embarrassing
it.
Stories.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. For number four.
Save it for number four. Yeah. 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 I was going to say, okay, so now you're newly initiated into the Three Peter Club. So do you have any advice for other guests who might hope to join this exclusive, you know, group of guests? Like, what would you tell them to prepare themselves for their third appearance on the podcast?
Oh, you guys are easy, man. You guys are easy. You guys are fun, man. I love the origins of y'all's account and podcast. It's all been so fun to watch it grow. And anytime we talk to you guys, it's so easy. So my advice would be just have fun. Just be yourself. Yeah. Bring
awesome.
It.
Yeah. That's awesome. That makes our day. Okay. So we're going to get to the big room question here in just a second, but if you're listening, call on heaven. Any day Passion comes out with a new record is a great day. So go get it. Call on heaven from Passion. Go grab your copy. You will be blessed. I promise. Okay. So as you know, we end every interview with the same question. We call it the big room question. If we could get all the worship leaders and all their volunteers, all the production folks and all their volunteers, and we got them all together in one big room and we gave you a microphone, what would you want to say to them?
I love this question. I love that you guys end it this way. I think, you know, in real time, what we've been experiencing and been remembering is that God is always speaking and he's always inviting. He's always revealing, and it's the people who have ears to hear and who are living ready that can receive that word from God and participate with him in what he wants to do. So I think my answer to that today would be live ready. Like, wake up every day and make yourself ready. Align your whole life with the ways and the heart of God. Humble yourself under the word of God. Get to know his voice so that when he speaks and when he moves, you're in a posture and in a place where you are ready to move with him into wherever he's leading you and whatever he's leading you to do. I think that's a big part of what we saw at conference this year. Just the way that we were able to prepare all through the year and just make ourselves ready for what God wanted to do. But you know, I think it just beyond leading worship, you know, it's like I was at coffee with some friends before I came to talk to you guys here and driving into that coffee. I'm like, Lord, you want to do something in this meeting with these guys that I don't know about yet, but I want to be aware of it, you know, hanging out with my kids, driving my kids to basketball, hanging out with my wife, just every day, man. Like, today's Wednesday. All right, God, what do you have today? What are you doing on this Wednesday? Yeah. How can I be a part of it? So, man, I think today I would just say, live ready, man. His kingdom is breaking in all around us, and I don't want to miss it. I don't want any of us to miss it. Amen. So, what's it going to take for me to be able to participate fully in it and with it?
So good.
Man, that's good. So good, man. We love your heart. We love everything, what you're about. I've shared this with you before. I go back to that Mountains Move record. Yeah. And we did so much of that at our church, man. And I will still be driving along and start singing day after day. And I've just been a fan of your music for a really, really long time. So always grateful for time with you. So if you're listening, make sure you go grab your copy of Call on Heaven from Passion. Follow KP Stanfill on the socials and Passion Music. Love what you guys are doing. Absolutely love it. And thanks for the great songs, and just thanks for the way that you do it. We love you guys.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Jen. Love you guys too. So great to chat for a third time.
Yes.
Absolutely. Man, I'm so pumped for their records, man. I just can't imagine leading worship for 55,000 people. I can't even, what that must sound like.
I know. I was even thinking about the legacy now that Passion, you know, is. Gosh. Like, thinking about it, I remember, right? I don't remember what year it was, but Passion, the Better Is One Day, like CD. I had that CD on repeat, and that was obviously decades ago because I'm ancient now. But talk about a legacy. Just they keep bringing an offering, and it's always incredible. So yeah, I can't wait for this new one. I can't wait.
I can't wait, man. Their music, and many of them have been on the podcast with us, but you know, obviously Christian was on for the third time, and we are huge fans. We love him. So yeah, always glad to talk to him.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Really good fun. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to episode 273 of the Worship Probs podcast. Remember to hit subscribe wherever it is that you find your podcast. Like Brian said earlier, there are so many platforms. There are so many, and everybody's on all of them. But just hit subscribe. Then you never have to look for us. We just show up every Tuesday morning like a tasty treat. Just
automatic.
Show up and automatic. And you hit play and you start your day with us. And then your day goes amazing. That's what I think happens in every listener's life.
What was that song? It's hard to control it. It's meant in the automatic. What is that? You know that song?
I don't know. Drop a few more bars.
Pre-Miss Jenny.
That's probably pre-Miss Jenny.
Not gonna happen.
Oh man. I need Allie to pull that for me. I need that soundbite, Allie. If you could do that in post, that'd be great. And like Brian said earlier, do us that solid. Go on over to Apple Podcasts. Leave us that 5-star rating with a nice review. It just helps get the message of the podcast out in front of more people. It helps with the algorithms and all of that. So if you do that, we'd really, really appreciate it. And hey, thank you so much for following us, for engaging, for sharing content, for commenting, for DMing us, for just being you on all of the socials. And maybe you don't follow us on all of them yet. I'm going to list them all off so that you know exactly where we are. And where you can find us and where you can follow us and hang out with us. So you can find us at Worship Probs on Instagram, Facebook, Threads, and YouTube. You can find us at Worship Leader Probs on TikTok. It is the wild, wild west over there. So buckle up with TikTok.
Yes, it is.
Make sure you join the Worship Probs community group on Facebook. Now, listen, folks, we've said this a few times. We have some questions that we need you to answer. I had to decline multiple people this week because they just did not answer the questions, and they're very easy questions. Yeah. The first one, isn't it like,
we got
what
four
is the
people
name of this?
in purgatory right now.
They're in purgatory, yes, because they have not answered the questions.
We got four people in purgatory right now. They didn't answer the questions.
Right, and they're very easy. They're slow pitch softball questions, you guys. Okay, that the arc on them is pretty high. So
exactly.
just answer those. Just answer those so that we can let you in and you can join in on the fun that we're having over there in our community group. And
last,
but definitely not least, you can also find us over there on Twitter by searching the hashtag Worship Leader Probs.
And we love engaging with you guys. So thanks for doing that. And I'm making a commitment to be better at doing some lives on our platforms. We've done a couple of TikTok lives recently and a couple of Instagram lives. And we had Allie, our resident ninja from Maven Media Productions, jumped on one with me this week. And they're just amazing. She shared some really great nuggets about social media and starting podcasts and all that good stuff. And so they're just doing all kinds of stuff, and it's all amazing. And if you're starting a podcast or your church is starting a podcast and you're not sure where to start, you need some social media help or logos, websites, whatever, hit them up at mavenmediaproductions.com. They're great people. There's a link in our bio that goes right to their website, so you can really easily find them, but they would love to help you. So hit them up. And thanks to Scott Hoke for our intro. Guys, we love you. Thank you so much for listening to episode 273. Until next time, deuces.
Smell you later.